Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. We are here today to talk to Melody Cooper and Rebecca Scherpels about the ARC's new employment initiative. Employment is considered a critical and important aspect of a person's life. In April 2011, a team from Indiana, including representatives from Self-Advocates of Indiana, participated in a summit where a state plan was developed that focused on employment. The themes from this plan were let businesses know that people with disabilities can and want to work, and teach people with disabilities that they have choices in employment and how to advocate for their choices. The ARC's Melody Cooper is the newly named Self-Advocate Employment Specialist, and Rebecca is the newly named Self-Advocates of Indiana Administrator, and they are here with us today. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Melody, Rebecca, let's welcome you as the new Self-Advocates of Indiana Administrator. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here today.
And Melody, it's so nice to see you again.
It's lovely. Always good to see you. How have you been?
I have been wonderful. And it seems like you have been absolutely wonderful. You have a new position in the ARC of Indiana, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And talk a little bit about this Self-Advocates Employment Specialist.
Okay. The word is still amazing. It's still lagging in my head.
I bet.
But I am the new self-advocate employment specialist where I go out along with Rebecca and we talk about employment. The employment for people with disabilities is really, really important because there's so many people that's in workshops, in shelter workshops, that doesn't make maybe $15 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no money when you got bills and gotta buy food and maybe a piece of clothing. That's no money for nobody. So it's important for people with disabilities to say, I know what I want and I know that I want this job. And it's important to be able to go in and find out what kind of job you want. So I'm pleased to say that I am glad to be a part of the ARC and a part of this project. I'm just glad to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you, obviously. But, you know, you talked a little bit about how people with disabilities, you know, want to say, I want this job. And one of the things that you're really focusing on is building support for people seeking a career path that makes them more self-sufficient. So what does that involve?
Knowing that you want a career. You can have a career. Because I remember when I first started out years ago, I wanted that career. But I didn't know. I was at Google for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't going nowhere with it. And I'm like, okay, this is not me. I'm bored. You know, so I left Google and went to Myers grocery store. I come to sign out. After getting my eyes really wasn't a burning good book. But I stayed there 12 years. And I'm like, no, this still ain't what I want. And I remember a guy walking up to me one day and asking me, he said, Melanie, he said, what do you want? And I'm up here bagging groceries. I said, I want a career. And I remember after the 12 years, I was like, okay, I got to come out here because I'm tired. And I'm like, okay. And I remember coming downtown here at this office. And I sit down. I'm like, Mr. Dickerson, I'm tired. And he's like, Mel, what's wrong? I said, I don't care. And at that time, about a year before then, I remember the ARC Network had just got started. And I think they was giving us then 10 hours a week. Well, you can't live to make no more than 10 hours a week. And he asked me, he said, Melanie, what do you want? I'm like, I want enough hours. I said, you're giving me 10 hours. I said, but I want just a little bit more to be able to walk away from others. And he said, okay. And I've been here ever since. So,
what a story that is.
Yes.
What a story. Awesome. Rebecca, let's talk about making the choices for themselves. Does that involve other people maybe changing their mindset with the climate that people with disabilities want to work, and so you're going to have to include them?
I think so. It's a lot of, you know, give and take from both perspectives for people with disabilities realizing what their skills are, what their interests are, and saying to a business, hey, I can be of value to you, but also a business being willing and open to realizing that is the case, that I'm not going to do a favor to you by hiring you for the job. I'm going to hire you because you're going to do a nice job with it and you're skilled for it. So I think there's an aspect of both sides coming around to, you know, we're doing this to build the employment opportunities for people with disabilities and to realize that people with disabilities have the capability and the right, most importantly, to be contributing citizens. And that includes being part of the workforce.
So in order for them to be contributing citizens, then part of what your job description is to promote employment awareness. What does that involve then?
I guess it would be, you know, going to businesses and employers in general and just talking about what are the gaps in your current business model, and, you know, do we have potential employees that could fit this, and working with even creating new opportunities, getting creative with how can we build the workforce and build opportunities not only for individuals with disabilities but for the employees or employers, on, you know, creating a more vibrant community that is open and full of opportunities, especially in, you know, the current economic climate, that we all have to be thinking creatively and being willing to do our part. And that includes, you know, the equal citizenship of people with disabilities.
I agree with that so much. And you talk a little bit about, too, how you're going to have people participate in events like town hall meetings, mayor's councils, parent support groups. What are all these designed to do so that when people come in these meetings, what do they expect?
It's awareness, it's education, it's specifics on how can I get a job, but also encouraging people with disabilities and their support networks to realize that individuals can have a job and that they are capable, and that maybe their skills and talents have been untapped for a good part of their lives. And it's looking at, you know, where can we build on those skills and where can we take that to the next level? And maybe it's the first time that a family member thinks of their son or daughter being part of the workforce, and that might be new. So, and one of the exciting events that we'll be working on in 2012 is the Business Recognition Summit, the celebration for businesses that are doing a great job, and, you know, the individuals that are part of that as well.
Melanie, you know, when you first got your job and John said, hey, let's go do this, you know, maybe a person with a disability listening to the show now is like, I can't do that. Nobody would ever see me as a contributing citizen to the workforce. How would you tell them that that's not true, that that can be different?
It can be different because I was told for years that I couldn't have a job in my life. They was told that only thing I could do was stay at home and, you know, do this and that. But I knew that wasn't true. I knew, knowing then what I know now, I mean, my life have really changed.
Taken off. Huh?
Taken off. And I mean, it's funny. I mean, I'm working. I have...
She's married.
I'm married. Next month will be 6 years that Joe and I've been married. I mean, this is the happiest I've been in majority of my life, because I feel like now I have achieved the life that I wanted
years ago.
I got it. You know, first of all, I got a real good husband. I got a job. I got a home. And I'm able to work around the people that I feel like understand me as a person. But now I can say that I'm truly happy.
So we talked about how Melanie was successful, and that's awesome. You know, how do people with disabilities and their parents realize that dream despite having different abilities?
I'll concede that, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has their, you know, their pros and cons and their specific skill sets. And at some point, most people are probably going to have a job that they don't like. And that's just what you have to do for a little while to meet responsibilities, financial obligations, and that sort of thing. And that's okay. You know, it's okay to be in a job that's not your favorite. And it's okay to have, you know, this whole spectrum of jobs that we're talking about. Different people have different skills and interests, and what makes one person happy might not be what makes somebody else happy, and vice versa. And that's fine. And what this, you know, employment initiative is really targeting is the idea that we want people to know that they have options, that if you are happy with where you are, great, keep doing what you're doing and do it to the best of your ability. If there's something more, though, let's talk about your options. If you're interested in that, we want to be there, you know, to help explore that next step in your career path.
It's a scary step, though. I mean, if you think about a parent's shoes, it's really scary to go from kind of sheltered into the job market. I mean, it's very scary. So how do you allay the parents' fears, really?
Hopefully the risk is worth the value that comes out of it.
Sure.
And anybody stepping into the job market, stepping out of, whether it's, you know, leaving home for the first time, graduating from college, leaving a position for another job, that comes with the risk. And you just hope that it's worth it, and that recognizing your skills and interests and goals, and feeling like you are the person that you were meant to be, that makes it worth it.
Melanie, Rebecca talked about it being worth it. Was there ever a time when you, before you got a job, that you thought, my life's not going to be worth it?
I thought about that when I was growing up as a child. I don't think I've thought about that since I got grown. But as I was a child, I did a lot of wanting, staying in the space. And asking myself, because when you go through the negative and all you hear out here in the world is negative, you can't, there's no one in the world you could take positive. And I think all my life, even with my family, even with friends, even with classmates, I heard, even with teachers, I heard the negative part of life. I didn't hear no good things. But then when I got going and came up here, my aunt said, you know, you're a big girl, you're grown, you're going to do your own thing. And I learned how to do my own thing and how, you know, within working and having a career. And now when I go back home, or when we go to visit my aunts in Georgia, her uncles, I'm walking back and I'm facing some of the people that told me you would never, and they're like, Melanie, is that you? Yes, it's me. Mm-hmm. Well, Melanie, where you been? I ain't been in Jersey in over 27 years. I mean, well, boy, you what? I've been in and out of there. Huh? What did you say there? Oh, I've been gone. Well, what are you doing?
It's
are you
different.
Sitting home? No,
yeah.
No. Here, number one, I got a home. Got a hubby. Yep, got a hubby. But, and, you know, I could tell that. But if I was staying in Georgia and heard all the negative stuff, it wouldn't have been. I'm on the hand on it.
Yeah, yeah. So, Rebecca, we're talking about changing the negative to the positive, really seeing the potential in people with disabilities then.
Absolutely. Too. It's, you know, people with and without disabilities have their own interests, goals, and skills. And it's just giving them those opportunities and the knowledge that the opportunity exists, that what's the best opportunity for one person might be not be the best opportunity for another person. Mm-hmm. And it's finding what's right for you, what's right for that individual.
Right.
You know, giving that individual the opportunity to be to their full potential.
So, Rebecca, if people want to learn more, then what should they do? How do they learn more?
For more information, we're excited to talk to everybody. Call Melanie or myself at two numbers here. That's 1-800-382-9100, or in the Indianapolis area, 317-977-2375. Or we've got a couple websites you can go to. Check us out at www.arcind.org or www.saind.org, and we'd be glad to get you more information there.
You guys, I am so amazed and excited about this initiative. I wish you all the best. Rebecca Sherbells and Melody Cooper, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much, yeah.
For my next show, I'll be talking with an Indianapolis employer and a longtime employee who got connected to his job through Noble of Indiana, a local chapter of the ARC. So be sure to tune in to the next A View From My Window.